So some things just don't go away, even into the new year. And here he is. Happy New Year, Nevin McGuire.
Same to you, my friend. Did you get over Christmas and New Year and all that?
Up and out, left and right. So we're all up and out, left and right. And we're all set now for a new year, as you can see. No effect on the figure.
No, you look fabulous.
No effect.
Exactly.
The trick is, my father used to work in the clothing business, and my dad always, the trick is, he's like, get a bigger jacket every
get
year.
A bigger
Just get a bigger jacket to be grand.
Your six pack looks great.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. Although I shouldn't be drinking on the air, in fairness. Nevin, you're welcome, my friend. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thank you.
Here we are now. We're into January, as the fella said. So what have we... You got over it all right, I take it.
We had a lovely time and a busy, thank God, New Year's, because we opened between Christmas and New Year. I love New Year's Eve.
Yes.
We had 90 people for... And we have a degustation, a set menu. But I have tasting menu, sounds very posh. Yeah, degustation, which
French.
Is the tasting menu, yes.
Yeah.
And we have the same people coming for the last 10 years.
Really?
So great friends
family.
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favourite nights of the year.
That's fantastic, because if you have that, you know, as far as you know what to expect, and it'll be nice, do you know?
Oh, they're great.
What a lovely
thing. Late night, and a bit of a sore head the next day, but we were off.
off as well, yeah.
Yes.
So now, what have you got for me today to start our year?
I thought we'd do something very different and a little bit spicy.
Yes.
Can I mention the dreaded turkey? Because it says cooked skinless chicken or pork, but we can use turkey in this. Pardon me. It's Singapore noodles.
Singapore noodles.
It's a very kind of aromatic, quick, spicy dish, so it is.
Singapore noodles. There's a book called McCarthy's Bar I read years ago by a man, he's gone now, God rest him, a fellow called Pete McCarthy.
That's right.
Very, very fine writer, very funny man. But he began a journey in Cork, and he went all along the west coast to Donegal and up north. And the idea was that wherever he went to places called McCarthy's Bar, you see? And
yes.
But Singapore noodles he loved. That was the thing he used to eat. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he'd always be looking for a Singapore noodle.
Ah.
So that's funny you should be doing that now today. And it's a hilarious book. It's a great old book. But anyway, tell me, so why Singapore noodles? Well, I mean, I know you and your Orientals.
Well, I just thought it'd be very light, and because we're using, first of all, some rice noodles, which are very light.
Okay.
It's a low-fat dish. It's quick and it's spicy. You know, we've done a lot of cooking now over between Christmas and New Year. Let's do something that is very, very quick. And you can have this done in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
From start to finish.
Yep.
So let's talk about the ingredients. In the recipe, this serves four, and we have some dried mushrooms. They're called Chinese mushrooms. What we use is some dried shiitake. You'll get them in any supermarket or Asian supermarket.
Be careful how you pronounce that.
Yeah, we call them shitty mushrooms in Cavan.
Is that what you do?
They are shiitake anyway. You soak them in boiling water for 20 minutes.
Not that bad.
No, but you soak them in boiling water for 20 minutes, and what that does, it reconstitutes them, softens them up. Now, what we're going to flavour them with is some dried shrimps, and you'll definitely only will get these in the Asian market.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, you will. They're specialised, and they're very intense. They're quite aromatic. They're a little bit chewy, not tough, and chewy I mean in a respectful way. There's a bit of texture to them, and you soak them in 20 minutes. When they're dried, they're very intense in flavour. If you don't want to get them, you can just use a couple of fresh prawns.
Okay.
Shrimps, yeah. But I'll tell you what the difference is. The dried shrimp, it's more intense in flavour, definitely, as it gives great punch to the actual dish. So we'll start off. So there are two main ingredients, and then we have some cooked skinless chicken. If you have a bit of turkey left, I'm sure it's all gone by now, or pork fillet. So you can use whichever, or you can just have it with prawns.
Okay.
So the base for this is one onion, two cloves of garlic, which is crushed. You cook that off in a little bit of groundnut oil or some rapeseed oil. It's gorgeous. And we put in some hot curry powder into this. Ooh. So I'm working about one tablespoon of curry powder with the garlic, with the onion, and we have also some rooted ginger, a tablespoon of that. If you don't like hot food, use the medium or the mild curry powder.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
cool. Yeah. Now, what do we flavour this with? We flavour this with two tablespoons of dry sherry, which is interesting. So if you're making or having a drink of sherry over the Christmas, you might have some left. Sweet sherry is a little bit too sweet for this. It's got to be dry. That's the real interesting flavour.
Would Harvey's Bristol Cream be the one? I'm not advertising because
I
don't know
dry
about
one,
sherry.
I think Harvey's might be a sweet. Maybe they do a dry one. Yeah, definitely it could be sweeter.
So it's a dry
one. That's a very good question.
Okay. I have no idea.
Yeah, so two tablespoons of light soy sauce.
The Kraft Butcher will know. He's a great man for the sherry.
I love it.
Anyway,
so we have the onion, the garlic, the ginger, the curry powder in the pot.
Right.
Then we're going to add in the Chinese mushrooms, which are dried. You chop them, the shiitake ones. Dried shrimps. Okay, if you're using fresh shrimps, leave them until the last minute.
Okay.
So the dried shrimps go in. Thank you, Marty. The dried shrimps are already cooked. They're dried. You're not going to change the texture profile. The fresh shrimps, if you put them in now, you're going to overcook them.
Oh,
and you don't want that.
No.
Very good question. God, he's on the ball after
That's
the new year.
I'm
very very impressed. Soya sauce, sherry, that goes in there. And then what you do is you just soak your rice noodles. You can get the fine rice noodles or the thick ones, whatever they're called, udon, which is a Japanese kind of style noodle. Every supermarket has them. Just follow the packet instructions. And all we got to do is just put in some cooked chicken. And then in the recipe, I have some cooked peeled prawns. So you can use either the dried or the cooked, just to whatever you want. You put that into your wok, cook it all together, add in your noodles. And the final thing we add is some spring onion chopped. No salt, no pepper, because there's enough probably seasoning with all the kind of dried mushrooms and also the soya sauce and the shrimps. There's enough intense flavour. So it's spicy. It's slightly aromatic. It's not a sweet dish, to be true for you. You can use a sweet soya sauce, but this is a light one we're using from Thai Gold, which is low on salt. Cook everything in the wok, and this serves four people from start to finish, which you're soaking, obviously. That can be done in 15, 20 minutes. It's very quick.
Awful.
And you're using leftover kind of cooked chicken.
15 minutes?
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Chop your onion, cook that, the garlic, crush that, and then your ginger.
It sounds lovely.
It's very aromatic.
And then do what I do. Use chopsticks and you won't get any food into your mouth at all. It's I can't.
I love it.
I make an awful mess of it. But that sounds lovely. I like the sound of that. And I've had Singapore noodles. It's a very tasty
dish.
It
is very tasty. Very, very tasty. Yeah. Aromatic. I've made this a couple of times on my television show, which is starting this week on RTE. So it is,
good man.
Yes. And this
What's
is
What's the
my,
name of this one?
Yeah, guess. Home Chef Fast.
Home Chef Fast.
Yeah, and you know what, Marty? This is my seven series for RT, over 100 programmes. You'll know how lucky I am.
Isn't
and how privileged
fantastic?
I am. I'm over the moon, over the moon. Very excited about
that's
it. Yeah.
But hang on a second. What's the premise here?
What's the what?
It's not you at home. It's
yeah,
you.
No, well, it's Home Chef Fast, so it's me cooking recipes at home, but I'm going to visit other chefs in like the Viva, in Trinity, in Bonratty Castle. I was in Dubai for two of my programmes. So it's showcasing chefs, right. Irish produce, and showcasing chefs that cook for larger numbers, not fine dining, but they're cooking. So this week we are in the Viva Stadium,
oh,
and it's
God.
All go cooking there. It's Leinster versus Munster. I don't want to give too much away,
right.
But I'm very excited about
that's
it.
That's a very
yeah,
good
great.
Idea.
Yeah, it's great.
That's
very
fantastic.
Excited. Very privileged.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well done.
So thank you.
It's nice to be on the telly. So listen, well done you, and keep the faith. That's Nevin, by the way. It's Singapore noodles. You know the recipes are all there. They're RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and they're all there. And now the Singapore noodles will be added into our list. Home Chef Fast. That's great. I love that idea.
Happy?
Love that idea. Absolutely.
Good.
Keep the faith. Talk to you next
Thank
week.
Thank you very much, my friend. God bless.
That's lovely.